Empire wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hello and welcome. I'm Max.
I'm Jen.
I'm Violet.
I'm Hale.
I'm Olivia.
There's so many people.
I'm Maya.
I'm Zach.
I'm Lily.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Anna.
We have so many people in this studio right now.
Ten
people. Oh my god. I didn't even know that we could get that many people into the studio, but we have it. So anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 here on the unceded and ancestral Musqueam territory, otherwise known as UBC's campus. It's 10 o'clock. So we have a fill-in show today. Do we have any questions, Violet, by the way?
Okay. If you could meet anyone dead or alive, who would you meet?
Madonna when she was 20, or when she was in her 20s, and she was like kicking butt, and it's watershed hours. She's kicking ass, and she was really like breaking rules.
Damn.
Does anyone else have an answer?
I want to meet everyone from Queen, or at least see them live. I feel like maybe not meet. I don't know how good of a conversation it would be.
Damn. Anyone else? No?
Yeah.
Yes?
Dolly Parton.
She's still alive. Nice but.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive?
Madonna is not god. Dead. Madonna
oh my god, I'm just
alive.
Thinking about.
Oh my gosh,
shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, by the way, listeners, beware.
Why?
Because
explicit
it's this after watershed hours, so be warned. Take care of your ears. Oh my gosh, we have another person. Say hello.
Hello. This is Dali. Nice to see you all.
Hear you all.
Nice to hear you all.
Thanks.
We're hearing the listeners right now, so don't be speaking inappropriately in the car.
Well, I don't know. It looks like there's a lot going on here. Should we get into the music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah. Woo!
Front door, let me come inside. Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down the ride? Hey baby, is you down the ride? Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down the ride? Had my eyes on you for a minute, didn't take a chance at love, broken hearted. Talk about love, baby, use your logic. Wanna say the truth, fuck it, go ahead about it. Sitting by my window, staring at the moonlight. Call my baby up, trying to get the mood right. Met her at the strip club, she was a freelancer. Told her to give me a sign, she was a cancer. Dancing for them dollars at the damn club, tripping for these niggas that we wouldn't even dare touch. She knows I ain't tripping over damn thugs. She was a mama bear, I was a damn cub. Cause I was a baby, oh shit, she must have done half about 80. Just a young nigga from Haiti, all these niggas hating on a nigga getting wealthy. Savory like mustard, baby I want the cake, let me get that custard. I wanna give it to you like American Pie, and if she let me, ain't nobody can touch her. Shit ain't changed, maybe except for the chains and the diamond rings. Can't forget the fact about the new name. I'm your pharmacist, baby. Get this vitamin. Damn. Hey, baby, is you down the ride? Knocking at your front door. Let me come inside. Knocking at your front door. Let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down the ride? Hey, baby, is you down the ride? Knocking at your front door. Let me come inside. Knocking at your front door. Let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down the ride?
Yeah, I wonder if it's way too much.
Tell me if I'm weighing you down, I'm here waiting around. I can always see your face in the crowd. You know I love you, can't say it aloud. I wanna wait up for you and wake up to you. Had to make that clear, like a Huxtable. You read juxtaposes, so why I fuck with you? And even though it gets heavy, I can't get enough of you. So come and take a ride on my jetpack. You never react to little mishap. And even though we can't look back, most couldn't catch a break. If we do them all kick-ass, it's uncommon. I'm standing on your line with a big ass sign like Common. If you stand tall, we can fall for the slightest. And trust me, you don't wanna fight it. Open it up.
Hey baby, is you down to ride? Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down to ride? Hey baby, is you down to ride? Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down to ride? Hey, let me move to the left. Break it down, baby, feel yourself. Feeling on your chest, get wet. Show these bitches I shake my dick. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Baby, let me get it in different angles. Give me that 1-2 step. Stop, nah, baby, I ain't done yet. Let me get another round, get down. I'ma give you that champion sound. Got me feeling like Rick James, super freak when I'm in your town, yeah. Haters, I flip the bird, I got the juice, so nigga, I ain't scared. Kick the sneak, said that's my word, go ahead, pass me some of that fly herb, yeah. Hey baby, is you down to ride? Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down to ride? Hey baby, is you down to ride? Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Knocking at your front door, let me come inside. Can you let a brother know if you're down to ride?
Too pricey, heathen. I'm in your psyche. You don't know no one else like me. Whoa.
Stupid boy, think that I need him. Stupid boy, think that I need him.
I know you think about me in the shower. Porn up in your browser. Fantasize about the pussy power. Think about me with your hand on your trousers. I'm sweet, then I'm sour. I'm Big Boss Bowser. I know you salivating over me, sir. Nipples through the t-shirt. Told your mommy that you're bringing home a keeper. Knees are getting weaker when you hear me through the speaker. Big wood, cut him off cedar.
Stupid boy, think that I need him. Stupid boy, think that I need him. I go red hot like a demon. I go ghost for no damn reason. Stupid boy, think that I need him. 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 I go red hot like a demon. I go ghost for no damn reason. Stupid boy, think that I need him.
Stupid, 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 dumb, you goofy, goofy. This pussy juicy, juicy. Ooh, yummy, wanna do me, huh? Nah, boy, you can never, cause you're not clever enough. And I got several of dummies that wanna get on me. I don't want you and I don't want your homie. Cause both of y'all are suckers, y'all some dumb dumbs. I could play you straight about your brand of late crumb crumbs. I don't really need a man, but sometimes I want one though. So I keep Peter Pans on me, I got young hundos. Young money, get it.
Stupid boy, think that I need him. Stupid boy, think that I need him. I go red hot like a demon. I go ghost for no damn reason. Stupid boy, think that I need him. 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 I go red hot like a demon. I go ghost for no damn reason. Stupid boy, think that I need him.
Nothing about you is attractive to me now. Blocking you, avoiding you actively right now. I don't need the dick, I need magic, I need money. Puppy wanna lick, saw me sticky just like honey.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. I'm Max and we have a shit ton of people here.
Whoa!
Did I just say that? Oh my god! Yeah, it's a crazy time. But you just listened to Come Inside by Lou Phelps and then Stupid by, I don't even know how to say her name, but it features Young Baby Tate. I think it's good, but it's called Stupid. But yeah, so we have a lot of things that have happened in the studio in the past 10 minutes. Also, you guys should call in possibly. The number is 604-822-2487.
Tell us a secret.
Your deepest, darkest
Your deepest, darkest secret.
Secret. Trust us. Trust
we just want to know. But actually, I did get a question. How was y'all's day? This is from Lauren Park. Shout out, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
So yeah, everyone, one sentence. How was everyone's day? Go. Start with... Go.
Overwhelming.
Emotional. Fine.
Pretty good.
That's stressful. That's
also sort of too sleepy.
Chaotic and then good.
I'd say just in my feels.
Very slow.
Stressful. Yeah. Woo! Wow, we love clapping for ourselves. Yes. But anyways, so while you guys were listening to some amazing music, and we were also listening to it too, some people use some gum wrappers and they put it in. Oh my, there's some like light coming in the studio right now. Oh my god, it's a phone! Oh my god, we're getting a call! Hello?
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 You're live on air.
Oh my god, it's Lauren.
Say something. Hi. You're on air.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, I'm on the bus.
Oh my god.
Put it on preview.
Oh my god,
so they can hear it.
Well, I'm sad that you guys didn't have a better. Hello?
Oh, you're so quiet.
I can hear her.
You can hear her?
Can hear her.
Can you hear
her? Talk to her. It's on preview.
Wait, Lauren, keep going. Keep going. Thank you.
I just wanted to say I wish you guys had a better day. When I asked the question, I thought you guys would all have a nicer day.
Well, how was your day, Lauren? I want to know.
It was good. I just saw the movie Parasite.
Oh.
That is a really good movie. I think she just cut out. Oh, no, she's
Wait,
still there.
Are you still there?
No, I'm on the 14.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just chilling on the bus.
What did you think of Parasite?
It was really good because also I speak Korean, so it's interesting, like, understanding the language and then also seeing the translations.
Right.
Yeah, especially because there's some things that don't translate over, so it's interesting seeing how, like, everyone else would see the movie and then also perceiving it as, like, a Korean fluent person. It's interesting.
Go see
Parasite.
It's so good.
Yay.
My body was like so tense, like from the middle to the end. Like it didn't get less tense all the time.
Really good movie. If anyone ever wants to go see a movie, I have a lot of scene points.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh.
So does Jen.
I have 20 free movies.
Oh no, I just used them up to go see Downton Abbey.
I have scene points though.
Okay, Lauren, I have lots. Share some secrets. Do you want to leave us with a secret?
Oh my god, I don't know if I have any. Also, I'm on the bus.
Change your voice and pretend you're someone else, and then it's,
still see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any secrets. I think I'm a pretty open book. Ask me something juicy then, and I will just answer it.
I don't know what's allowed.
When was the last time you saw one of your exes?
Oh
my god, bitch, like all the time.
Yeah.
I saw mine the other day, actually. It's a juicy story if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, tell us.
I saw him at an event, and he came, and we were chatting, and then he asked me if I was in Oregon the other weekend, and I said he was, and he was like, yeah, I was there too, like at the same time. And I was like, oh, great. So that was like Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'd be running into my exes everywhere all the time.
Well, really proud of you for surviving multiple of those experiences.
Yep.
Send well, love. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in.
Always a pleasure. Yeah.
Have a wonderful evening and even better day.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a better day tomorrow.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay.
Okay. How'd you hang up? Okay. Wow. So
we
let's go into some secrets.
So to explain this story, we have all written secrets on gum wrappers. We've put them in a pile, and now we're going to read them out loud and try to guess who in the studio wrote the secret. We are not going to guess.
We were supposed to guess.
Let's guess. We don't, but we never reveal.
No, we don't reveal.
Okay. We can just guess.
Okay.
So,
if you choose to,
maybe.
Okay, Jim. Would for Maya, do you want to start us off?
You can go first. I'm trying to read this.
I can only see Wrigley's on the back of this, and it's really
Put it on the table.
I used to look at medical books in elementary school and get turned on by the reproductive chapter. My cousin and I used to go through those books and just draw bikinis on top of everyone.
I'm gonna say
Sally.
I didn't submit a secret.
We don't have
that. Oh, it might be me.
But I think it was really? Ethan. Because I looked up when she read that, and he had a sneaky look on his face.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, okay. I missed it.
Alright. Mine is, I once farted while spooning a hookup, and just...
Oh my god.
...pretended to be asleep.
Who do you think it is?
Who I think it is? Who all wrote secrets?
We all did a secret.
And me.
I'm gonna guess. Oh wait,
you'll never
know.
I think you should keep them anonymous.
That's anonymous.
Moving on. This says, when I was in grade 5, I got in a fight with a middle schooler outside the library. I hit him with a stick, ran and hid in a parking lot, and took a vow of pacifism.
That sounds like Olivia.
Wait, did they say fifth grade?
I see two faces
or grade 5? That means they're American.
I think it's... it said grade 5. No, grade 5.
Oh, it's like grade 5? They're Canadian.
It's Jen. It's for sure Jen.
No, but it's
you
okay.
You sure didn't write a secret?
Then it's Maya.
I also wouldn't say
Maya.
Grade 5.
Is that you?
Maya.
Are we admitting him?
No.
We don't know.
Oh my god,
it's Maya.
No, we don't know who it is.
We
will never know. We'll never know.
Okay. Badass, though.
So mine either says, I have new willpower, or it says, you have new male toner.
I wonder which one it is.
I think it's
who do we think?
No willpower.
Who do we think it belongs to?
Ethan.
I think it's Holly.
Sorry, what was it? What was
no, Ethan already adopted his.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Anna.
Is it Anna?
No.
I think Anna was the last one.
Okay, well, we don't have to figure it out, but we can play
Lily?
We're not, they don't have to admit it.
It's anonymous.
No one will ever know.
Next.
Okay, yeah. My one's a little sad. Says, I have intimacy issues with a little drawn, broken heart. Aww.
That sounds like Ethan.
Ethan!
<That's
awesome.
laughs> Guys, no one heard me fess up to jerking off the like medical books. Like, you guys really all are gonna just keep bullying me after that?
Who knows who it is?
Okay. What we need is, I feel like I'm gonna say they can reach out. They can chat.
Especially,
we're here. We're supportive.
If their name rhymes with
with guacamole.
Wow.
With lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I could have some.
if your name rhymes with lemon. Because nothing rhymes with lemon.
Oh.
So we'll never know who it is.
No, wait, nothing rhymes with orange.
All the citrus.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Orange. Sorry.
That's a near rhyme. That's a near rhyme. It's a near rhyme. It's not real.
But, like, it's fake.
What's the next? Yeah. What do you have?
Okay.
A secret?
Oh, she's gone. I have one. One time I was too embarrassed to say I was hungover on a hike, so I puked and blamed it on motion sickness.
From that hiking. Was
that was oh my God. Two nature girl.
That was you.
Oh, no,
that's
hiking.
A good one.
I didn't throw up. I was just exhausted.
I do get motion sickness though, and I was sitting in the back, and I didn't think it would be. I didn't think it would be as bad as it was until I got there, but I was with really pro friends, and I was like, I can't out myself like this, so I just really struggled through it, because I just sat at home the night before, and I was like, I'm going to make myself one drink, and then, like, a week later, I checked the bottle of whatever I was drinking, and it was half gone, and I was like, oh, this seems to make sense.
That's up. A wild night in, just...
Yeah.
Spot night.
I think I was watching Gossip Girl or something.
Yeah. Classic.
Okay. Okay, this one says, my dad offered to give me BJ tips. I thought it said, like, B-I rips, and I was like, bong rips? No, BJ tips.
Okay.
That's spicy, and I want to know who that belongs to.
I think it belongs to Max.
I didn't do one.
Oh,
who gave BJ tips? I mean, who got BJ tips?
Anna's dad. I can just see her.
I can see her in the corner, just like.
Mine happened earlier. I just didn't confess.
Oh,
to it.
Okay.
Oh.
Spicy.
Okay, who was this? Expose yourself. I just would love to meet your dad.
Well, remember that there's someone.
Ethan.
Remember, someone wrote a secret and left the room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I know.
Goodbye, Zach.
I'm just saying that's like a possibility.
It's just, yeah.
Knives
we'll
out.
We'll move on. We don't know who it is.
Okay.
All right,
Ethan, read yours out.
Oh, my gosh. This one says, oh, my God, I didn't read it till now. I accidentally killed my lizard.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
is it Maya?
No.
No.
I actually do have a story
does
like
this
that,
have
though.
To be on to work?
I had a little goldfish when I was growing up. I think I was pretty young. I don't, like, remember how old I was, but I remember that I was, like, obviously old enough that it, like, is still with me. But I, like, thought that I could hold the fish, and I took it out the tank and, like, held it in my hands. And then it was, like, flopping around, so I dropped it on the floor.
Oh, no.
I ran to my mom, and I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to do. And
it was gone.
Rest of the memory is like repressed. Like, that's where I'm talking about, is that I ran to my mom and I don't know what happened.
Oh my goodness.
Probably saw the corpse. Yeah. May they swim down the toilet pipes. Okay. So, who? I who are we placing bets on?
Wow. Oh no.
It was me. I don't know if I told any of you guys about it before, but
I didn't even know you had a lizard.
I had two lizards as a child.
Had.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
And we kept them in my kitchen, and I was really excited in the morning. I ran downstairs, and I, like, picked one up by its tail, and then it, like, dropped down, but I was still holding its tail.
Oh, ouch.
Which, like, should be fine. Like, lizards regenerate.
Yeah.
But 2 days later, the lizard was dead.
Gosh.
Rip lizard.
Anyone else
similar story to actually? I didn't accidentally kill a lizard, but my neighbor down the street used to have a fancy eyelash crested gecko named Madam Krabs. And I used to have to pet sit Madam Krabs whenever they went out of town. And there was this one time, so Madam Krabs, he had this like big glass see-through tank, and you'd open up the door to take him out, and he would jump out like a bullet, like really fast. So I was asking my mother to help me pick up this lizard and take it back to my neighbor's house. She's deathly afraid of animals. Basically, she opened the cage, the lizard jumped out and landed on her. She freaked out, started screaming, and ended up stepping on it. And this is when, so basically, so I didn't even know that like lizards could drop their tails at this point.
Oh my God.
And so she was like, we were looking for this. I was like couldn't see the lizard anywhere. I was freaking out. She was freaking out. I told her to stop screaming. She like lifted her foot and just underneath her foot, there was the lizard, like, completely still, looking, like, kind of okay, but just, like, not moving, rock solid.
And Mr. Krabs came by and was like, Krabby Patty!
enough. 5 inches away was its tail, and the lizard wasn't moving, and the tail was moving.
Oh.
It was just wriggling on the ground. Yikes. And it had, like, a little bloody stump on the end. And I've never been near a lizard again.
So, Anna, do you have one more for us?
One more
secret?
Wait, I think Ethan hasn't shared.
No, Ethan.
Oh, you just
Ethan.
Did. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
The final secret. It says, I stole a bikini top from Forever 21 and felt guilty about it for weeks.
What? Oh. You should never feel guilty about stealing from the corporations. I'm going to tell you that much.
Salvation Save the people. Army, Value
and also,
Village.
Steal. Don't do it, maybe.
And it's out of business, guys. It's like it went out. So,
and that whoever stole it is the reason why.
So who here shut down a multi-billion dollar company which employed millions, huh? Who?
Bankrupt because of her now.
I think it's Olivia too.
I think it's
Lily.
Olivia's only stolen one thing.
I think it's Lily.
I vote Lily.
It might be. I think it's Lily.
Oh. Wow. Robin.
Nobody call the feds.
Okay,
yes. Okay. We have to stick to schedule, guys. I hate to say it. We gotta cram through some songs, but they're good songs. We have some Doja Cat. Ooh. And then we have some Tommy Genesis. Ooh. And then some BB No Money.
Yes.
So yeah. Tia Tamara, everyone. Let's go. Oh.
Money go low like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Hair go low like Tia. Money go low like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Thank you very much. Bent the whole world over and says thank you very much. She's like pizzeria. Have a seat, bitch, please. IKEA. From the west side like Maria. I'm hot like grits, Mandia. Beat the pussy up, call Peter. I rock the boat like a Leo. I rock a bob like Sia. Build your own deck, bitch, Rhea. Dick in the thigh, dick in the waist. Dick in the right motherfucking places. Hits like Venus Serena. He wanna eat up the Caesar. But need the hair go long like Chia, money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Hair go long like Chia, money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara.
Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twins big like Tia. My twins big like Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Hair grow long like Tia. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twins big like Tia. My twins big like Tia Tamara.
Cinderella, bad bitches wanna go. Glass slippers at the door, back bending on all fours. Cinderella, glass ceiling to the floor, slow motion down the pole. She ain't really have no soul. Cinderella.
I'ma call it how I see it. If I want it, I don't really need it. If I need it, I'ma go seek it. Put my ass out and I freak it like Pop Tart. We don't need your fucking art. We don't need a prince. Everybody rich. We don't need a prince. Everybody rich.
Baby. Cinderella, bad bitches wanna go. Glass slippers at the door, back bending on all fours. Cinderella, glass ceiling to the floor, slow motion down the pole. She ain't really have no soul. Cinderella. Cinderella.
Wanna tell me I'm the baddest bitch, but he don't know I like sandwiches. Money make the world go round, but paper make the pussy drop. Happy ending for the bitch in the mirror. My best friend's to the bitch in the mirror. I love her and she love me too. I call her little Pikachu.
Cinderella, bad bitches wanna go. Glass slippers at the door, back bending on all fours. Cinderella, glass ceiling to the floor, slow motion down the pole. She ain't really have no soul. Watch out, ass clap, baby. Baby with that ass fat baby. Cinderella, bad bitches wanna go. Glass slippers at the door, back bending on all fours. Cinderella, glass ceiling to the floor, slow motion down the pole. She ain't really have no soul. Cinderella. Cinderella.
Cinderella. Baby, no money.
Whip a Tesla. Spinners looking kinda extra. Mommy bumping on my fees. I'm sorry that I'm clever. Wear a cap and gown, the hell does make me better? Dodge my ass is text, now she's sending letters.
Hey Alexa, hey Alexa, how many bitches can we fit in the Tesla? Told your bitch nope, like I'm fucking Chuck Tester. Daughter gone finesse, so I'm naming her Vanessa.
I told that mom to call me never, lest we talk cheddar. I got my money up from where it was my main endeavor. This money growing faster than myself, it's hard to measure. I'll fall for two more racks, not pretty girls, I love her never. Whoa,
ripple like. Trick pockets looking hectic. Butterfly doors when I let your bitch exit. Look majestic, move on to my next bitch. She look 42, man, I think I'm dyslexic.
Whip a Tesla, spinners looking kinda extra. Find me bumping on my fees, I'm sorry that I'm clever. Wear a cap and gown, the hell does make me better? Dodge my ass is text, now she's sending letters.
Hey Alexa, hey Alexa, how many bitches can we fit in the Tesla? Told your bitch nope, like I'm fucking Chuck Tester. Daughter gone finesse, so I'm naming her Vanessa. Pull up in that Model X with your Model X. Elon Musk, how I flex. Dotties in my Pokedex. Articuno on my neck. Pikachu on my Patek. Gravy, gotta catch them all every time I get a check.
Ditch school, draw cheddar, get cool, change weather. This lady got a sum of money, she should call me never. Just call me never, double bitch, double header, Prada runners with the leather.
Switch lanes, get change, pull up with a thick chain. 2018 world record for the dick gang. Gravy Guinness, front flip the finish. That's how you doing business when your side bitch a gymnast.
Whip a Tesla, spinners looking kinda extra. Find me bumping on my fees, I'm sorry that I'm clever. Wear a cap and gown, the hell does make me better? Dodge my ass is text, now she's sending letters.
Hey Alexa.
Hey Alexa, how many bitches can we fit in the Tesla? Told your bitch nope, like I'm fucking Chuck Tester. Thought I got finesse, so I'm naming her Vanessa.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Max. You just listened to Whip a Tesla by Young Gravy and BB No Money. And before that, you listened to Cinderella by Tommy Genesis. And before that, you listened to Tia Tamara with Doja Cat.
Yes.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9. It is just after 10:30, and we are going to go into our next topic, celebrity sightings.
Call in.
You're still allowed to.
Please let us know.
If you promised us you would call in and you don't, you're going to get us very upset.
Yeah. If you're interested in calling in, the number is 604-822-2487. We'd love to hear your story.
That was
604-822-2487.
Mm. Woo! Wow.
For a great discount.
Yes.
Two for one.
Okay, so let's go around the room.
Cool.
We're getting a call! We're getting a call! We're getting a call! Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Who do we have on the line?
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have a question for us or maybe a celebrity sighting that you'd like to share or even a secret?
To be honest, I'm just studying in the nest, and I was wondering, like, what this sound was, so I called.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Well, I hope your studying is going well. What are you studying?
Kinesiology.
Oh, kinesiology.
Wait, tell her to come down.
Yeah, you're welcome to
Charlotte, do you want
to
be live on air right now with us?
You should join us.
Oh, my God, I'd love to.
We still have a couple minutes on the show, you know?
Let's do it. What do I do?
Come right down to the lowest level in the nest. We are in that bottom corner. We are the radio station. I will let you in. I'm coming outside, so don't stand me up.
I'm coming.
We'll see you soon, Charlotte.
Can't wait to meet you.
Yes, Charlotte.
Yes. Hey, Charlotte, come, please. Oh, my God. Wow.
To find out.
Okay.
Who
is Charlotte?
Who
is
Charlotte?
Oh, my God.
Exactly like
oh, my God. Oh my God. But anyways, okay, so let's go around the room. Celebrity sightings. One person, zoom, rapid fire. Okay. Where and when, who? Who, when, where? There you go.
I didn't personally see this, but I got a message today that Dave Franco was at my work, and I work at Rain or Shine, and he ordered a kid's cup of Crack Mint. Anyone is interested in what flavor he wants. I'm really upset that he bypassed all of our exciting Christmas flavors, though, so that's pretty sad. But, yeah, not a personal sighting, but that's the only story I have.
Okay.
He's in town.
I'm going to take it back to when I was young. I was a child. I was in Cyprus with my family, and I played in the pool with Gordon Ramsay's kids. And then when I was about 14, 15 years old, I met Russell Brand at the airport back home in the Seychelles.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure he was on a lot of drugs.
Nice.
But, you know, that stays between us.
We
don't want anything to, you know, I want his...
Keep it on the deal.
Yeah.
We have a celebrity sighting right now in the studio, actually.
Oh,
we do.
So, who is on air with us?
Yeah, say hello. Say hello.
Hello, my name is Charlotte.
Oh my God, Charlotte's here! Woo!
Madison.
Woo!
You've just been broadcast around the world right now.
Thank you guys for questioning what this was and coming down and joining us.
Do you have any celebrity sightings?
Well, it's an old one like yours.
Yeah.
But one time in 2010, I went to the Justin Bieber concert. Ooh, and my sister got picked as the one.
No!
Whoa!
Oh, that's
amazing. JB!
No way.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Thank you, Justin. Everyone, thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay.
Oh, my celebrity sighting was that I
Oh, we did see Logan Paul in LA.
Oh my gosh.
A few months ago. Because we were literally talking about him, and then he appeared like behind us in a really ugly white.
Speak of the devil. What is it? G-Wagon?
Yeah. It was a G-Wagon.
I think it was a Jeep.
One of those. But the celebrity setting I was going to talk about was I once sat behind the guy who plays Stanley Hudson on the plane.
Oh my gosh.
Like a 14-hour flight back from Paris. He was so much his character on that flight.
Oh my gosh.
He was like, well, I didn't sit behind him. My mom sat behind him.
Right.
But I kept walking up to her seat because I was like, I wanted to see him. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Kanye West. I got off the plane with Kanye West once, and then my cousin went and got a picture with him, but I respected his personal space.
Did he go
nice.
With him?
Dang.
No, he just like looked really like upset in the photo. Yeah.
Go
that's
Kanye.
That's my celebrity
sighting. Okay, mine is from 8th grade. That's grade 8 for all of you Canadians.
Thank you. Thank you for bilingual.
Yeah, I'm bilingual. And I was down the shore in New Jersey, and there was...
Don't tell. Don't say it was.
That's my secret.
No.
it wasn't the cast of Jersey Shore.
Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, don't even.
So my friend and I went to this, like, carnival that was happening, and my friend Becca started, like, chatting up one of the people that was working there, and he was like, oh, there's a Sean Kingston concert happening, like, later today. You guys should come back. So we're like, okay. And then we went to the concert. And then after, we were like, oh, we really want to meet Sean Kingston. And we, like, saw this line forming. We got in line. We got to meet him, take a picture with him, kiss him on the cheek. Mm-hmm. And then after, I had my first beer ever.
Wow.
I flushed it down the toilet.
Wow.
I had Alcohol sucks. But Olivia reminded me, last summer at Cow's, it's another ice cream spot.
Celebrities love ice cream.
Yeah, I was scooping, and Ariel Winter, who plays Alex in Modern Family, came in.
Oh my gosh.
And me and this other girl were like telling our manager that was her, and she was not believing us at all. So we're like looking through her Instagram behind the wall so she's not looking at us. And I scooped for her, and she got like bubble gum on a sprinkle cone with caramel chocolate.
That's telling.
Sounds
that
gross.
Says a lot. Sell that information to the magazines.
Yeah. I went to a play with Darren Criss. Yeah, we sat next to each other, and we went to Starbucks with each other. He was like family friends with one of my neighbors. So, yeah.
Wow. Like a date?
No, honestly, I went on a date with Darren Criss. Yeah, just casually.
I mean, that sounds like a date.
No.
It could.
I was with my neighbor and Darren Criss.
Was it just you and Darren Criss?
We're a thruple. Did you know? I'm joking.
Introduce
but,
us. Jeez.
But yeah. Okay. How about you guys in the other corner that you listeners can't?
The dark here. Corner, the back corner. I don't have a good one myself, but my friend Luna used to live in LA, and one time she was in an ice cream shop with her mom. More ice cream.
It's ice cream shops, right?
Right?
It's the celebrity wall.
Yeah, it's the place. And her mom kept asking her, Luna, Luna, what do you want? And Diego Luna turned around and said, are you buying me ice cream? So that's a good one.
Oh my gosh, beautiful. And did they buy her?
I don't know, actually. I should ask.
You know, celebrities get free things even though they're really wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
really
makes sense to me.
Street cred. This summer I met Julia Jacklin. I don't know.
Ooh.
Just had a music festival. She was super nice and Australian.
Australian. I'm not good at that. Ryan Reynolds came to my like 8th grade play. Yeah, well, he came because his cousin was in it.
Okay.
She was Miss Darling, and yeah, it was Peter Pan. It was a good show.
You're giving me Love Actually vibes right now.
Thank you so much, love. I'm literally so happy.
Madison, do you have one?
Yeah, actually, I do. A few weeks ago, I went to a ski mask concert.
You went?
And it was amazing. Oh my God. Super, super fun. Definitely posted way too many stories. But the craziest thing, and it made my entire life, is that he came off stage and he was playing like an X song, and I was like super into it and like dancing and stuff, and he came over,
he hugged me and we kissed. And I literally have the video and I'm like bawling afterwards.
Oh my god.
Spicy.
Beautiful.
So I kissed Ski Mask.
Okay, last but not least.
Standing ovation.
My mom is four, she's not 5 feet, she's like just about 5 feet. And she met Michael Jordan in the at the gym.
Yo, at the gym.
Is there a picture?
There's no picture. Oh. But the story is there on for everyone.
Wow.
In the world right now.
Well, thank you guys for all of the celebrity sightings. Thank you, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Woo, Charlotte. Yeah. So glad. Yeah, we should go to music, guys. We're wrapping up the hour, but we got a couple more songs. We're going to just plow through some. We hope you enjoy. See you on the other side.
Bye.
Bam, 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 bam. See you in like 10 to 12 minutes.
Live a deliberate life. It is
off, you know I keep it tight. Coming out tonight, coming out tonight, coming out tonight, coming out tonight.
Hello and welcome back. It's been a long time, guys, but we're just wrapping up our show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So, Hello. So you guys just listened to Femme Like You by
Carole de Pirat.
Oh my god.
Carole de Pirat.
See, I can't say it. French, just boom, just over my head. And then before that, Tonight You Might with Cynthia and Lady Ray. And then before that, to Darndelladon and Beyond by Tush. 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 Oh my God, I'm ready for sleep.
Should we sing Evan a lullaby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Does anyone know the Sound of Music one? I don't.
No. Oh. No.
Goodbye, farewell.
No, no. The one from the rain, when they're scared of the rain.
Oh.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Medicines.
On paper packages tied up with string.
These are a few of my favorite things.
When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Oh my goodness, guys.
That was
standing ovation.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
If someone wants to make Bali famous, she's looking for serious inquiries only.
I'm trying to release a song in the next couple.
Yes, you are.
Wow. New CanCon alert.
Yeah. CanCon, CanCon.
And new, oh my, trifecta, CITR, play her.
I'll keep you guys updated. Listen to my show tomorrow. Tune in.
Bali has a show.
For being here on this fill-in. I love when more
thank
friends
you.
Come.
Yeah,
nice.
Fill-in party.
Yeah, and thank you. Shout-out Charlotte and...
Shout-out Charlotte.
Madison.
For being, like...
And Schema. Really and Schema. Why not? Throw them in there.
And thank you to Lauren for coming.
And being
thank you for
yeah.
Yeah,
really we love our callers. We love our friends.
We love our fans.
Yeah, we have so many fans. We're famous, guys.
For our inconsistent...
Oh, amazing. Well... It's time for us to sign off.
This is our last one of the semester.
It is our
last one of 2019.
Last one of the decade.
Last one of the decade.
Last one of the decade.
Shout out.
OMG. I hope I see you next year.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to do some more fill-ins.
Yeah.
If y'all want to do a fill-in anytime, I'm free a lot.
And anyone listening, come to this to the station and volunteer.
And join us. We're awesome people.
Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM or on our website. It's a great way to listen to. Yeah.
And we'll hear from you very, very, very soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Happy holidays.
Happy Christmas.
Woo! Happy Hanukkah.
Woo-hoo.
Christmasica.
Happy, yeah.
Whatever. Happy we love holidays. Okay.
Santa.
Bye. Okay. See you guys.
Bye.
Or hear from you.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We have an eclectic mix of sounds ahead for you for the next hour. We are a weekly show. If you like what you hear, you can dig into past shows at our blog, AustrandedRadio.com. We're at Twitter, at Austranded, and you can follow us at Facebook, at Facebook.com/Austranded.